Sure, absolutely.
So we just want to first just say what a crazy thing. I know that whenever anything like this happens, everyone in the community just, we don't even know how to respond. Our hearts just go out to everybody involved.
It's devastating. It truly is. My heart goes out to these kids, the trauma that they've experienced, not only the physical elements that they're going to have to overcome, but the mental as well. And all three of them. I'm talking Trayson as well. So,
you know, Stacey,
it's just really devastating.
Obviously, when something first happens and the news and the first reports come out, people are initially thinking, okay, hopefully it's just something minor. Obviously, as more and more information was able to be released with Taylor and Anthony, obviously this is a very serious deal. Everything's still very much in the early stages, but this is a life-changing event, I guess, is what our listeners need to understand. One day things are a certain way, and then the next day things are completely different, and I think that's what they need to hear.
Yes, and that's absolutely true. Anthony got 15 to 20% of his body is burned, with second and third degree burns, and Taylor is 49% of her body is burned. It's just horrific.
What's the latest on their conditions that you can tell us, Stacey, as far as, you know, how they're doing? And, you know, those first 48 hours are always just so up and down and so many questions. Sure. And just trying to see, you know, how they're going to do in the next 2-3 hours, let alone, you know, the rest of their lives. So what's the latest update on their condition?
Right. Luckily, neither one had any lung damage. So that was a huge blessing. They think Anson's doing very well. They're hoping he'll be released in the next day or two. He's mostly worried about showing his pig right now at the fair. So, Taylor, on the other hand, she's doing well and she's progressing quicker than the doctors had expected. But she still has a long road ahead of her. She will be in ICU for several more weeks, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So all of the kids, though, were asking how the others were doing and just really worried about the others to know how they came out.
Well, Stacey, we certainly appreciate your time. Of course, you mentioned Trayson, who wasn't burned as bad, but you know, he's still going to have some medical expenses with his family with this. Of course, your mom, Linda, this is her livelihood, yes. The Cowboy Cooking Kitchen, and so many people affected by this, and the trailer was a complete loss. And so our hearts go out to your mom as well, as now she tries to decide, you know, and figure out how things are going to work for her moving forward. So. We just want to give another plug for all those involved and tell us about this GoFundMe account and how people can make donations to help.
So the GoFundMe, I set up just to do what I can. I've there's some distance between me and Star Valley and my family up there. So I just wanted to help any way I could. So go to GoFundMe, Help Burn Victims, Taylor and Anthony. Donate there as much as you can. Help spread the word. That's really the important part, is just help get the word out. I know there's other funds that are set up in Star Valley at various locations, and donate to those as well, or help, I mean, just to help spread the word. And any help that they can get will be so valued and appreciated.